I shit the bed. Well, howdy, folks.
Exactly what the Undertaker told.
This podcast has adult language, adult humor, some adults, adults attending horror movies, adults playing Doctor Did I Mention Adults, watch out for the boogeyman, don't ever fall asleep cause they have such sights to show you or Jason will get ya, so hide behind the chainsaws and always remember the pentaverate should never be exposed and this show not intended for children, so keep adulting and put the kids to bed, don't feed after midnight, don't get them wet, leave the baby monitor on and don't forget to feed grandma tapioca pudding.
I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
It's back in the saddle again.
Welcome to an undisclosed location. We are Murder Incorporated.
Give me one good reason why people should listen to our podcast, buddy.
Because you're getting true crime from a nerd and a murderer's son all wrapped into one.
Yes, my father is a murderer, and you are indeed a nerd, buddy.
What else sets us apart, Harley?
I truly believe our empathy for the victims and their families shines through every episode.
Also, 100% of all our listeners have not been murdered.
We are Murder Incorporated.
Hey, yo, this is Tim McCarthy, host of 20 Tim Minutes, a podcast that focuses on mental health through humor, insight, and personal stories. You are now listening to Tattoo Squid Podcast. Enjoy.
Now, I would like to introduce the one, the only, me.
Hello, squiddies, or squidarians, or whatever you want to be called, you know, just don't call me late for dinner. Ha, that's an old joke. But anyway, all right, we got Dan from the Happy Moment Podcast. And I found out what the Happy Moment Podcast is, but we'll let Dan tell it much better, because he's a fan of, like, I'm a fan of this genre of a kind of movie, Godzilla. So, Dan, take it away and tell him how the name came about.
All right, so, like you said, I'm a big fan of Godzilla. Been watching it since I was a kid. And my favorite Godzilla movie is Godzilla versus Monster Zero, or Invasion of Astro Monster. And in that movie, these aliens from Planet X bring Godzilla and Rodan to their planet to protect them from King Ghidorah. And so they come to the planet, they fight, Godzilla and Rodan win the fight. And so then the lead alien, the controller of Planet X, he turns to the human astronauts and he says, "A happy moment." And it's a great movie. And that combined with the fact that I just wanted to do a podcast where I talk about the things that I enjoy and make me happy. So a happy moment made sense for that. And that's where I got the title from.
There you go. I mean, we always got to talk about, that's what we do on here. I mean, well, that's what I do on here. No, again, you know, I don't have multiple personalities now. Really, you know, like, shut up. Okay, I will. Yeah. So, but Godzilla is like my favorite. I watched the 1970s cartoon.
Or remember that.
Something, I forgot. And that is like the most greatest like cartoon for Godzilla, actually.
Yeah. Is that the one with Godzuki?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
The barge and the doctor. the captain, the boy, and the first mate, you know. and they got the hydrofoil kind of barge and a helicopter, and they go on all these like adventures, but to the point where they have this little thing on the guy's like belt hoop, you know, and just go, you know, kind of like Aquaman, but you know, Aquaman has that sense that you go, you know,
right.
But it's the same thing on the guy's thing, you know. So
it has been a while since I watched that, but I can vaguely remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. People look at me like, how do you fucking remember that? And I'm like, I like the movie. I like the TV. You know. I even like the Matthew Broderick movie. You know, that one was good. Yeah. What else are you into there, Dan?
Big wrestling fan.
Yes.
Wrestling, been watching that since I was 7 years old, maybe.
There's a format, people. We just went to, I did a wrestling thing with another guy. We're going to do more wrestling here.
Yeah, you can never have enough wrestling.
Oh, you can never. Oh, that's true. Yeah, because everybody, there's WWE, there's AEW, there's Impact, there's all great ones. There's one called Game Changer Wrestling, mm-hmm. which was called Glass Ceiling Wrestling, which I don't know if you know about this. Well, which ones do you really watch mostly? I mean, do you watch like the basic WWE ones or?
Well, I'm a big fan of like mostly the classic WWE. Like in recent years, I haven't been that thrilled with the product.
Oh, okay.
But like I'm a big fan of Stardom. I don't know if you watch Stardom at all.
Oh, I think I've seen like bits and pieces of it, but
the Japanese promotion.
Yeah.
All women's league. But,
yeah, it's like New Japan, but
it's like the sister company to New Japan. They're owned by the same people, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they had some other ones too. Not Japan. I mean, Japan has like their own. It's like their own entity of wrestling. So
yeah,
Especially when they go and they,
Not as rowdy as the American crowds.
they're more subdued.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm just trying to adjust my. See, I'm adjusting my movie set here. All right,
it's a very nice movie set, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah. You haven't seen it on this side. Yeah. So okay. when you come to visit Long Island, then we can sit down and talk one-on-one. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm planning on doing. I want to try to get people to come into the studio, or we go meet and have coffee and donuts.
Like a mini podcast convention.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, we just we'll sit there and like, listen, we're just going to do something with the video camera and, you know, we'll take that one back room. And that's it, you know. It's like, bring all the donuts you can make. We're just gonna be on a sugar high for the rest of the night.
Yeah, I can do that.
But wrestling, who's your favorite like wrestler
all time?
Yeah,
Bret Hart.
Okay, the best there is, the best there was, the
best there ever will be. Yeah. And I know, I'm not mistaken, you're a big Undertaker guy.
How can you tell? Yeah, it's like I think I said that numerous times on my podcast. Yeah, yeah. But I wish, and I've been trying to like post something on there and get the Undertaker to come on. Hopefully,
that'd be awesome.
Oh my god, I'd be tongue tied. I'd be like, I can't get a word in. It's like, you know, he'd be like, he'd look at me like you're stupid. I know, but still, you know. But I want to get like him and Elvira and I think I don't know if you've seen this lately. I was watching. Well, I mean, we're gonna get back to the wrestling because I love talking about wrestling. I haven't really done that much talking about wrestling in a while, so it'll be good to get some out. But I watched this one movie, which now you're talking about like old style Godzilla. How about? Like, have you seen, there's a TV series on, I think it was on Fox, or Channel 5, as they call it, And it was called Werewolf, which was like a TV series, like an 80s kind of TV series or whatever. Well, anyway, so I was watching that, and I was like, mesmerized about the whole thing, and I'm like, you know what, maybe I can get the actor, you know, that played said guy that turns into a werewolf. And I'm like, all right, let's see if he's on Twitter. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I tagged him. I don't know if he's going to say anything, but I don't know. He's probably going to be like, oh, who's this asshole? I don't know.
You don't know unless you try.
Well, I know. That's what people say. And I did that with Elvira, Broken Lizard, which is like the guys that made Super Troopers, Beer Fest, a slew of other movies for themselves and all that. And those guys are funny. Have you ever seen those movies? I take that as a no. Okay.
I think I saw Super Troopers a long time ago, but I don't remember it that well.
Well, they got Super Troopers, Super Troopers 2, Beer Fest. There's one called Slime and Salmon.
I haven't seen those.
Yeah, one the Slime and Salmon is like more like a restaurant, how they run a restaurant.
Okay.
Beer Fest is pretty much a beer competition. They were going to do Smoke Fest, which was going to be with Willie Nelson, but I think that was like before the pandemic. I don't know. What was the other ones? Club Dread with the late great. Oh shit! I said late great, and I can't remember the guy's name. Oh, the he was in Weird Science. Bill Paxton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he was in there. He played like a singer with longer hair, you know. He's like more like a Hawaiian kind of like singer kind of thing.
Okay.
Ukulele kind of, yeah, I don't know. And excuse me. And then so let me just write this down. Elvira. Oh, she's gonna be on a lot of my other things here. Elvira, what did I say?
The guy from Werewolf.
Oh yeah, well yeah, but yeah. Werewolf. Thank you. That's gonna be a good one on there too. Broken Lizard.
So you haven't asked these people yet?
No, I have. I tagged them on the thing, and I said, "Oh, that'd be great if I can get so and so, blah blah blah." And I put this and this and this and this. And I even put Johnny Depp down, you know, but he was doing the trials and all that. So see what happens.
Well, no bites yet.
No bites yet. No. I'm not even a fisherman, so I mean that's the reason why I'm not getting any bites. I didn't put the right bait out. I think that's what it's called. But all right. Now we go back to wrestling. All right. So you're Bret Hart. I'm Undertaker. The old Undertaker I like, and the badass biker Undertaker. Yeah.
Okay.
But he you know, he transitions.
Yeah, he like quite a career there.
Yeah, like Madonna, you know, you know. And that's what they said. They said we call that he changes with the times, like Madonna. You know, it's nothing, you know, when it gets a little stale, he changes his image.
Yeah. I think my favorite version of Undertaker was the Ministry of Darkness.
Right. Wow, really?
Yeah. He was a real badass during that time, and I kind of like the evil characters, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but he was, like, really fucking evil. I mean, like, that was evil when... Because I think we call it... you don't see, like, most wrestlers go to somebody's house, even the boss's house.
Mm-hmm.
And kidnap, like, the daughter.
Yeah, that I remember that. Where to, Stephanie? Where he turns around in the car.
Yeah. It was like, no, not even that, but he was at, like, the... He was like at the house of Vince McMahon, you know, and then they're all standing there like with like torches or some shit, and you know, banging on the door. He's like, "Stephanie, you there?" You know, I was like, "What the fuck? He's abduction now? He's going to get arrested?"
Yeah.
Fuck! Now I got to bail him out. I'm like, God, you know, I had no money for the Undertaker to go and bail him out. You know?
Then the attempted sacrifice and.
The sacrificial stuff too. I'm like, oh, even when I got the, which you probably have like the DVDs of Bret Hart, you know,
mm-hmm.
like the they had a DVD of Undertaker where it tells them about it, like his life somewhat when he became Undertaker, and you know, when he was about to, he was going to go into basketball in Japan, and then they brought him into wrestling, and it was really crazy how they explained it and all that. And then they were going on about the Ministry of Darkness, and he goes, well, what about the Ministry of Darkness? He goes, well, that was like, I took something good, but I made it really dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he goes, just run with it, do it, it's yours, go do whatever you figure is going to be good. And he goes, I figured, okay, how about if I kidnap your daughter? I was like, wow. I'm like, and he's like, okay, cool. Yeah, we'll just run it. I'll tell my daughter, like, listen, you're getting kidnapped. I'm like, okay. And they're best friends, actually, from what I hear, because even when they did the later thing of Undertaker, we call it, they see him going into Vince McMahon's office, like in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And just like, hey, how you doing? They hug and they sit down and they're like, yeah, we're gonna do this. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, you want to come by the house, have dinner, blah blah blah. You know, and I'm like, shit. Imagine that, Undertaker come by the house. Like, hey, you want to go have? I'm like, okay, cool. So, what do you think about what's your take on Bret Hart? Even though he hasn't really wrestled pretty much, you know, that much, but he jumped to AEW, I think, at one point.
I mean, it's a shame that his career was ended early. That, you know, that kick from Goldberg to the head really messed him up pretty bad.
Yeah.
And it's a shame too, because I think he had a lot of good years left. I mean, because you look at like the roster right now, there's a lot of older guys on there. You're wrestling into their 40s and in their 50s, and for wrestling, it's.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of sad. Even when you're in WWE, and I'm not knocking them. It's just that when they had this whole conglomerate, now everybody that is a fan of wrestling, like you're a fan, I'm a fan, and I, you know, too wanted to go and I wanted to try out. I wanted to do the whole wrestling thing, and
mm-hmm.
but I was never a athletic person when I was in school. You know, I was the loner. I was the somewhat outcast. You know, I'm like, you know, I go and roam the halls of high school and I go and smoke cigarettes. And, you know, all right, I admit it, and drink a little bit of hooch, a little bit of Ripple. that's real. Then even my parents, you know, they done it too. It's like, oh, we had a couple of glasses of Jack Daniels before we went to class. And I was like, okay, I'll do it too. You know, yeah, so we call it, you know, it's like that kind of thing. I wanted to get into, you know, even I went to gym. I didn't go to gym, and then I had to take gym twice.
Oh.
You know, so it's like, so I can graduate. So that's how bad it was. I didn't really, you know, go and do, like, right. athletic stuff. I wish I did, but maybe I can make more money. I don't know. But, you know, are you an athletic person? Have you
Not really.
Again, we say no. Okay.
I mean, I have taken about 3 or 4 years of karate classes.
That's a lot better than what I did.
There's that. Now, when I was in high school, I never tried out for any sports because I didn't think I'd be good enough. And I regret that now because you got to at least try it.
Yeah, but when you're in high school and you get, I'm not saying you get pressure from your family, but you, you know, your mom and dad was like, listen, do what you want to do, do what's best for you. If you're happy with it, then fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if my mom and dad liked the idea of me going to bars after high school and just being there for years, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they come by like, before you can be better, you know. No, but honestly, folks, my parents are very loving people, and they're like in the 80s and all that, so they're all good, and they're still living. You know, my dad's like an ox. Yeah,
he's awesome. Good.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't take shit from anybody. You know, and the words that, you know, he doesn't even call me by my real name. He just goes, hey, you. You know, and, you know, hey, you. I'm like, I got a name. You name me. Yeah. Same name as you. Yeah. You know. But
at least he's acknowledging you.
Yeah, I know. We call it. No, he means well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he even said to me a couple of times, he's like, you know, I always get around you. I'm like, yeah, I know, I always get around too. But then he looks at me, he goes, why did you get these kind of tattoos? I'm like, I like them, you know, like mm-hmm. I get something I don't like. And then he got tattoos, you know, at like 72. You know, so mm-hmm. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is this? You got tattoos at 72? And I'm like, where you been going? And then I finally went with him to where he wanted to get a, like, one side of his arm, he has, like, everybody's name in the family. So he has, like, he has, like, his name, my mom's name, me, my brother, my sister, and then the grandkids, like, right after it. So, and then, you know, he thought about this, too, which is, I didn't think he thought about it, but he, by the girls' names, he has, like, a rose next to the girls' names.
Okay.
So, you know, my sister, my mom, and then my niece. And so I'm like, where did you get these done? And he goes, oh, some woman, you know, on I'm not saying this woman on this street, because if I mention a street, you're not really going to know what the street is. But, you know, there's a certain town that she's in. And she goes in there. Or he goes in there, actually. And then I went with him. And then all of a sudden I look, and I'm like, wait, she's the one that I'm like, she did my tattoos before I left for Pennsylvania. I'm like, oh shit, okay, cool. I'm like, you tattooing my dad? You know? He's like, I didn't know it was your dad. It's like, oh shit, you know, small fucking world. I'm like, oh, okay. You know? And then she gives him a deal. I'm like, did I ever get deals? She goes, yeah, you got deals. I'm like, oh, okay. She goes, you're too hammered every time you came in. I'm like, oh. And then my dad looked at me like, really? Yeah. but do you got any tattoos?
I don't.
Well, you got to start somehow. Yeah.
I've been thinking about it, but maybe someday.
Yeah, maybe you can get the Bret Hart tattoo. Like the best there is, the best there, you know.
You know what I'd like to see Bret Hart do? So I think.
Get a tattoo?
Well, no.
Oh.
But I think it'd be awesome to have him come to, like, you know, WWE or AEW and be the, like, the leader of a heel faction. Because back in 1997, his heel work was great. Remember the anti-American thing he was doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And that was great. Like, whenever they were in the United States, he'd get booed like crazy. But in every other country, they cheered him like wild.
Yeah.
That was great. Good times.
No, but yeah, that should be. Because he's in... I mean, he was in WWE, but then he went to AEW to present, like, a title.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if he's still there, but...
I'm not sure what he's up to.
I don't know either. I don't even think that he knows what he's doing right now. I'm not mocking him or anything. I mean, it's just, like, he's retired. I mean, he could be sitting there just, like, with his grandkids and just, like, have a good time. And I know his... I don't know if it's his niece. She has the last name Hart, so she is related. You know, Julia Hart. You know, she's an AEW.
Oh yeah, are they related?
I'm thinking. You know, I'm thinking they might be, or you know, it could be Davey Boy Smith's. I don't know. It could be a niece or something. I don't know, but. That's what I'm thinking, and you know, she's doing like a heel turn as you were talking about. You know, she was doing like a heel thing now, so she looks like she could play the part almost. I was like, wow,
okay.
This is gonna be interesting.
Yeah, wasn't she joining the House of Black?
Yeah,
is that it? Okay,
yeah. She was they were doing the trios match, and there was a blackout, and there she was standing in front of Pac. And blew like mist into his eyes and all that, and
nice.
And everybody's like, "Holy shit!" You know, even I said that. I'm like, "Holy shit!" And I'm like, "That she went out, she went over there." I'm like, "Damn!" I'm like, "I knew she was going to, but it took a long time." But what else are you into here? You know, because we got Godzilla, you know, the cartoons, the movies. What about the newer movies that they do with Godzilla now? Do you think that is good, or...?
Yeah, I've enjoyed them. I know the fans have been kind of divided over them, but I think they've been pretty entertaining. Okay. I thought King of the Monsters was really good. And the most recent one, Godzilla and Kong, I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that was good. That was like... I like the... Were they going against... Wait, who are they going against? Oh, they're going like a Mega Godzilla, right?
Yeah, and that was the only thing that I wish like would have happened sooner, like Mecha Godzilla. Man. He was only in like the last maybe 10 minutes or so. And I kind of wish they would have introduced him sooner, but it was cool. I thought it was pretty fun.
Well, you know what? They probably are going to do like a second one probably, and he's probably going
to show up again.
Yeah, you know, like they're going to be like, oh, the company is going to make a new one, and we put his body and put the head on that body. And, you know, it's a mechanical, so he can do it. But then the guy like interfaced his whole like mindset into the Mega Godzilla,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it like part of it was the like the spirit of King Ghidorah went into there too, I think.
Yeah. They used the head.
Yeah, they had the head.
And then they took the essence, I guess, of that of the head, and they put it into the thing. But I think, yeah, the Mega Godzilla was also the head taken over, you know, the Mega Godzilla. That's what it was. You know, it's been a while since I've seen it. Yeah.
It's like their intention when they made Mecha Godzilla wasn't for it to do bad stuff, but then it kind of got taken over by Ghidorah's spirit, I guess.
The spirit. Oh my God, that was like, and even Kong was like when they do a, it's almost like a tag team. They were going at it, you know, and they're like, you know, and then like, ah, son of it.
You know, and that's one of the things about like whenever you have these two different franchises and they do a versus movie, there's never a clear winner really, because you know, like, I guess they can't because. And then there, you know, those are like Freddy versus Jason. Remember that one?
Freddy versus Jason. Oh, you're in my wheelhouse here. There you go. Freddy versus.
I think at the end of that one, like Freddy has his head ripped off by Jason, but then like the last shot they show is Jason carrying Freddy's head and the head winks. So Jason kind of won, but not really. So you never have the clear winners in those movies, which it would kind of be nice if they could at some point.
You don't really have a decisive winner when you're against Freddy.
Right. Because
when you think you won, he's like two steps ahead. So that's why I kind of figured out, because when you see, let's take Dream Warriors, for instance. You know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And you have like five of these kids that dream up that they're superheroes. You know, or some sort. I mean, everybody does. Everybody thinks of that. But, you know, like, you think you got the upper hand on him, and then all of a sudden he's like, oh my God, I'm dead. Oh, man. You know. And then all of a sudden after, he's like, surprise! Ha ha! You know.
Yeah, like, there was one scene I remember from that movie. One of the kids was in Freddy's realm, and he's like this two-dimensional like paper character, like kind of, and he has this gun that he shoots up Freddy.
Yeah, it was he was like an artist, like he did all the graphic artist kind of stuff, and he fought himself as a superhero.
Yeah, and he's so like, shooting up Freddy and
yeah, stronger than a single winkling, and you know, like leaves tall buildings in a single, you know, knife, you know, or something like that. And then he becomes, he goes, I am Super Freddy. You know, it's like, gah, 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 gah. You know. And it was just funny to say how he can replicate,
mm-hmm.
like, the dream that they're in. You know, it's like, you know, like they had the one guy, he's like on his motorcycle and he's just driving around. And, you know, he comes out of the diner and, you know, the diner is like in fucking no man's land or something, and he's like driving his motorcycle, and the motorcycle is Freddy going, hey, let's go to top speed, you know, and he puts like the you know, the wires in him, and he's like interjecting, he goes the thrill is to kill. And then I was like, well, maybe that was it. I think he just made up a phrase that was in there. And then there was the muscle girl, you know, that likes to work out, and the whole arm's like, you know, went back.
I remember that, yeah.
I guess you don't like blood that much, because I think you just squirmed on it.
is that the one where she like turns into a bug?
Was it the one she turned into a bug?
Or am I thinking of a different one?
It might have been a different one. No, I. You know, it could be. Actually, now I got to rewatch that again. I think that was like Nightmare on Elm Street 4, I think.
Okay.
Or 5. I'm not sure. No, 4.
That scene creeped me out.
Yeah.
Like she turns into a bug and then he squishes her. He squishes her or something. Yeah.
But then you got the girl that's like supposed to be like a model. And the mom's like, oh, you can't eat that. Don't eat that. You know, you got to diet and diet and diet and diet, you know. And then she's sitting there like, you know, and it's like this little baby crib kind of thing where like, you know, the toddler chair, you know, and then he's feeding her like, come on, you know, and it does like feed her and everything. And she's all like bloated, like, you know. I'm like, folks, I'm trying to do these like special effects. It's not really working, but but yeah, we could. But with the Dream Warriors, you got Kincaid, super strong in his dream. Then you got the one kid. I forgot the kid's name. The one that can't speak. And apparently his power is that he can be able to speak. And then you get the other woman, which is also one of the other celebrities I'm trying to get on the podcast as well, which I can't remember her name. But she was the one that has like the hairstyle like this, you know, but kind of like higher, you know, and she had like the blades, you know. She goes, I'm, you know, it's like, I'm beautiful and bad, you know. Excuse me. Oh, okay. Nope, that was not root beer. I did not have any. I just had iced tea, which is probably annoying. He's like,
Yeah, sure.
Sure, you did. Yeah. No, I didn't. I'm going to have the root beer afterwards, which my girlfriend's not going to be happy about. I mean, I'll be sleeping going, how you doing? What else was? Oh, and then you got who's the star, actually? The woman. Oh my god, horror fans are going to be fucking yelling at me.
It's been a while since I watched those two.
Yeah, hold on. We got. That's what we love about computers, folks. We can just look up the shit. Alright, hold on here. We can. Oh, wait. Yeah. Alright. Well, since we're talking about Nightmare on Elm Street.
How'd you feel about the crossover with Jason?
It was cool. I mean, I liked the whole thing. I wanted to have a multi, horror kind of thing, you know, like, you know, have Nightmare, like you have the Jason versus Freddy, and then somehow Michael Myers comes into the fray, and then Pinhead, you know, like makes himself known, like, and, another thing, and they all meet up for some fucking reason.
So kind of like Avengers with horror movie characters.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's like they get together and, you know, Predator comes out of the fucking sky and Aliens is like running around loose and who else we got? And then for some reason you see, you know, Leatherface just like fucking chainsawing everybody. You know.
And one of them finds a gold coin on the floor and Leprechaun shows up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, you're going by the good guys. You know, and then you got Chucky. Wait. There you go. Oh, now people are going to have nightmares now. Okay.
That'll be it.
I'm writing this down so that way I can put it for the, like, in between, you know, the episode or something. So, okay. Freddy song. So, but any other horror movies that you are into?
I'm a big fan of, like, the older black and white movies.
Oh, like Nightmare on Elm Street? Night of the Living Dead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Night of the Living Dead, you know, the Wolfman, Frankenstein.
Oh, I got a Frankenstein in my garage.
Kind of Frankenstein.
Huh? What kind of Frankenstein? Yeah. Like the ones that you can... You know, dude, the ones that are about like my height, you know, and then you can hunker it down for storage.
Okay.
And it has like, you know, the Herman Munster looking, you know, like jacket, and, you know, he had the bolts and everything else. And
okay.
And, you know, I had them actually play right there in the corner. Like, we had the stairs that goes, like, you know, you go down, like, 3 stairs, and then it turns, and then there's, like, 10 stairs going down. Mm-hmm. So, like, that one landing area, that's where I had him at, you know, and he'll just stand there, just like, you know. And you know, my girlfriend liked him, we called it, but it was just, like, kind of ridiculous. We couldn't walk by him. Well, we could, but you had to do it very... You know, she wanted to put stuff where her shoes can be going. So I'm like, all right.
It took a lot of space.
Yeah. But no, I'm going to, when we get our place and I can get my podcast room, Frankie's going to be right in there and he's going to be the star of the show and a couple of skeletons and.
Nice.
And maybe a mannequin. You know, I got a mannequin that has like old style gas mask. Yeah, but the old, we call it horror movies are really. I love the ones where they had the horror movies and, like, Abbott and Costello.
Yeah.
You know, those were the funniest ones. Like, that especially when you had the Mummy or you have Frankenstein or they go and see Dracula and Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's a great one. Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein.
Yeah, and the Wolfman one, too, I think. Yeah, that one's like...
Yeah, they were all in the same movie.
They're like... Yep.
That's a great one. I'm also... I'm a big fan of Vincent Price.
Oh, God, I love Vincent Price.
Mm-hmm.
If he was alive today, I would wish I had on a podcast. That would be awesome. Wait, hold on. Let me get Abbott Costello Meet the Monsters. And then I'll try to get some pictures of them and put them in there. And what... we mentioned about your podcast and all that. Do you ever have any guests go on, or you just do stuff yourself? Or
I do have a couple episodes with guests on it. My podcast is still pretty new. I've only done 11 episodes so far.
Oh, so you're like new, like you just started.
Yeah, I just started a couple months ago.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah.
I have 2 episodes with guests. I'm a big fan of reading too, so one of my guests is a librarian, and there's another guest I had, her name is Amy. She has I found her on YouTube. She has this channel called Fantasy Fiction Fanatics. She also has a website by the same name. She talks like all about like fantasy books and movies.
Okay,
cool. So I had her as a guest. Man. And I got more planned too, but yeah, it's
and if you want, you can get a podcaster, myself probably.
Yeah. Hey, I like that idea.
Yeah, and then we talk about like Godzilla or whatever you do with your show. You know, we'll talk about whatever. You know,
yeah.
Like you always say that you talk about stuff that you like. So you know, I'll bring some more stuff in, and we'll talk about that. You know, but yeah, especially we call it Costello. You know, they gotta have more of that. You know, some people don't really understand the concept of good movies. You know, even Hollywood, I don't think, understands the concept of good movies now. You know,
yeah, it's, I mean, and those older movies, they have a certain charm about them too.
Yeah, a certain pizzazz.
Yeah,
you know, where it is like Tinseltown. It's Hollywood. It's Adam and Costello, Abbott and Costello. You know, they've been hanging around with people like, you know, Blue Eyes, I'm bad with names. I can't even fucking get names in my head. You know, like Jerry Lewis or whatever, okay. You know, Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz, anybody that's like in the black and whites and all the like the Western movies and you know anything that has like a Western theme or a mobster kind of theme or you know even like the Three Stooges and you know they probably
the
hang out.
Stooges are great, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you know now Hollywood now is just like, well, what should we make? Well, we don't really know. Let's just do a remake of a movie that's already been done. I'm like, really? I'm like, but we'll make it more scarier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no. Think of something.
And when it comes to horror movies, I'm a big fan of like the practical effects as opposed to CGI that you see a lot of now.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hey, but like you said, like the black and white ones, you know, it's like that. That's like the more, because half the shit you watch is like, but
I mean, you know, even a movie like The Thing, that's my favorite horror movie of all time.
Oh yeah,
it has some great effects in it. And then they did that prequel about what, 10 years ago, and
they
used some CGI for that, and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah,
I mean, I still enjoyed the movie, but just the CGI just didn't feel right.
Are you talking about the one with the Kurt Russell? Russell movie was the one that's really good. I know the second one that we saw, the prequel, we call it. It was like, it had its jump scares.
Yeah, it was cool. But, you know, just it's hard to beat the practical effects. Yeah.
I know. It's very hard to figure out, you know, certain things. I mean, if I would want to do a movie, I mean, I don't know. If I had, like, the makeup artists, or if I had people that can really do, like, the sets and all that and be really good. You know, I mean, there is, like, certain movies that are, you know, like, low-budget movies that you watch, but they do have great, like, scene, cinematic stuff that goes on, and you're like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then you see, like, other ones that are, like, just so, like, oh, you see, like, I know you're not one for, like, a blood-curdling, you know, bloody kind of thing, but, like, I'm taking, for instance, like, you see somebody get, like, the head chopped off or something, and it just looks so fake, you know, and it was just like, oh, really?
I mean, even really bad effects like that can still look pretty cool. Like a movie that comes to mind is Zombie 2.
Oh, the one with Woody Harrelson?
No, this was not Zombieland. Zombie 2, it's I think it's an Italian movie.
I never heard of that one.
It's a movie where there's like a zombie fighting a shark. But there's a scene in it where a zombie, I think he breaks through this wooden door and he grabs a woman by the head and he's slowly pulling her head towards him. And there's like this big splinter on the door and he's like pulling her head towards the splinter and you can see it's going to go in her eye.
Oh.
And so then the camera, it cuts and you see what's like very obviously like this fake mannequin head. And it goes into the mannequin head's eye. So even though it was like not a very good effect, it was still terrifying to watch, and it was still served its purpose, I thought.
You're like, oh my god, what? Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, but it still hurts.
Yeah, anything where someone's getting stabbed in the eye,
that
makes me squeamish.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I can see you now, you'd be like eating your popcorn, you're like, oh.
Yeah,
No, but I don't mind, because I'm like you said, we go out, I'm a horror person. I like all the different aspects of it. You know, zombie movies, they come, you know, from really far. You know, it's like, you know, you got like the Night of the Living Dead, you know, the black and white version. And then it went on to like, you know, I think they have like 8, I think, Night of the Living Deads or whatever.
I lost track.
Yeah, I know. You lose track after a while. You know, you're like, looking at it, you're like, I think I see this before. Oh, there's another one. I'm like, oh, okay. But, yeah, but then they got other ones. There's one called Night of the Creeps. That one's not too, I don't know. I'm not going to say squeamish. It's not going to make you going like, ugh. You know, it's basically like leeches.
Yeah.
But they're not leeches.
I've seen part of it.
Oh, you seen it? All right, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, but folks, if you're listening to it, you never heard of Night of the Creeps, it's kids that are in college, obviously, pretty much every movie that you see is kids in college or kids going camping or kids, you know, going to the lake or kids going here. Hey, we're going to put kids on space, you know. And anyway, but then they had kids like they're in college and they're going through the thing and it's like a dorm. And so the male kids, they come from their dorm. But with the whole process, there's like this meteor or something that crash lands, and it's always like something crash lands, and there's like these not really leeches, but they're really fast. They're like, I don't know how to fucking call them, but they sliver around, they slide around everywhere, and pretty much they infest into dead carcasses. So it's like, say there's like a dead body like at a morgue, that's the first place they'll fucking go. And then they'll creep in there, they'll go in the person's mouth, they'll lay eggs in the head, you know, whatever, the brain. And they you know, the guy's walking around like the dead, you know, like, you know. But while they're doing that, this whole thing is like infesting in their brain and all that. And then they'll fall down. And then there's like 10 more that just start out. There's one that started and there's 10 more that ends. And it just goes on and on and on. And folks, you know, it's really good. And then you get the two kids, like it's a boy and a girl, and the boy likes the girl, and now they're superheroes in training, and they're going against these leeches, you know. So
it reminds me a little bit of Slither.
Yeah,
because the leeches, they go inside the person's mouth, and then it kind of takes over their body.
Yeah,
some similarities, kind of different, but
it's a little bit different. Yeah, yeah. But it's very entertaining, especially the hold on, I gotta find the guy's name.
Tom Atkins.
Oh, you're good, man. You're good. Yeah, there you go, Tom Atkins. You know, he's one in a million, man. We get on there. The one scene I love is when he's in the women's dorm room and he sees it, like, you know, like all these like dead guys like roaming around. He goes, "Hey girls, I got good news, I got bad news." He's like, "Oh, what's the good news?" He's like, "Your dates are here." Yeah, like, "What's the bad news?" "They're dead." You know. And like, "Wait, what?" You know, and they start trashing the place, and he's like trying to fight off this whole like the mound of there's like a huge mound of leeches like in the basement because they like cold damp areas and all that. And he's like, you know, got the cigar, "Get the hell out of here." Yeah. And then he has like a whole bunch and he's like, "Hey, let's go to the mortuary." Okay. No. So, but yeah, that was a good one. That's like an old movie I want to fucking rewatch. Yeah, that one's good. Night of the Creeps. There we go.
Another Tom Atkins movie I need to rewatch is The Fog, like the original Fog from like 1980. It's been a while since I saw that, but I remember it being pretty creepy.
Wait, The Fog. My hands can't write as fast as they used to. Wait. What's the girl's name? Watch, you're gonna tell me the name before I even look it up.
That's in The Fog.
Yeah.
Adrienne Barbeau.
Son of a bitch, I tell you.
I think Jamie Lee Curtis is in that too.
Yes, she is. So Adrienne Barbeau was in, hold on, Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing, yeah.
And Escape from New York.
Was she in Creepshow? One of those movies like that?
You know what? Let's see. Let's find the IMDb's.
One of those horror anthology movies, I think.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Hold on. I looked at the wrong one. Oh, no. Fog and it. Looked at the wrong one. Alrighty. Hold on. Wait a minute. Yeah. Look. There she is on the cover. Jamie Lee Curtis is on the cover. Fucking shocker. ready, wait a minute, she was in, oh my god, no, she was in, what the hell is that movie, Oh, God, folks, I'm sorry, I'm having the brain fart again. Weird Science. I think she was in Weird Science.
Oh, was she?
Andrea Bordeaux, I think. Adrienne Jo Bordeaux. That's her full name. Hmm. 1972, she was on the sitcom Maud. Especially directed by John Carpenter. She was in horror movies. She was once married to John Carpenter.
Oh.
born June 11, 1945. So, folks, do the math. Daughter of an executive mobile oil company. Early in her career, she started in Someone's Watching Me, The Fog, Escape from New York. So she did Someone's Watching Me, 1978. 1980, The Fog. The year after that, Escape from New York. All John Carpenter-related projects. She collaborated with George A. Romero, Stephen King's anthology. Yeah, you're right, Creepshow, 1980. Okay.
Cool.
She also did Two Evil Eyes in 1990. Her work with horror directors includes Wes Craven's superhero monster movie Swamp Thing. She became best known for providing the voice of Catwoman on Batman the Animated Series.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. You know, you find out, dude, people, you find out shit on the Tattoo Squid podcast. You know, even we find out shit. She was originally tough girl Betty Rizzo in the first ever Broadway of Grease, which I kind of remember that. She is the author of the memoir There Are Worse Things I Can Do in 2006 and the comedy romance Vampires in of Hollywood, and then Love Bites and Make Me Dead, which I kind of remember that. And her kids are called Van Zandt. No, that's the last name. And Cody Carpenter.
Okay.
What else? She. Oh, this is, look, the trademarks. Oh, this is good. The voice of Catwoman and Batman, which we know that one already. Often cast by her ex-husband, John Carpenter, which you know. Natural brunette hair. Seductive deep voice. And Adrienne Bordeaux is of French ancestry. All right. What anything else we know about this?
Speaking of John Carpenter, he has a lot of great movies.
Oh yeah, even Halloween. I'm surprised she didn't go on Halloween. You know, like, because she did Fog with Jamie Lee Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well do Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. But no,
was that the same year? Did those come out?
That's what I'm trying to find out there, my friend. The Fog was 1980. You know, people are going to be looking at us, going like, "What the fuck? You don't know when
Halloween." Halloween might have been 79, I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what I'm... Alright, Wikipedia... No, they're going to give me the whole Halloween treat. No, Halloween movie. Son of a bitch. Movie... Nope, not the newer ones. No. Yeah, probably 78, I'm thinking. Yeah, you're right.
What do you think of Halloween Kills?
That was awesome. I those things they say, good things come to those who wait. Mm-hmm. And I waited, and it was good. I loved it. It was a, especially, have you seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. So, like, where they have, like, certain people from the past are in this, like, mm-hmm. in the movie and all that. I like the aspect of that, because they had the kid that was getting babysat by Jamie Lee Curtis, like, you know, she was, it was like the girl and the boy.
Mm-hmm.
And now the girl is like all grown up, and they're at the bar and everything else, and then they show a split screen somewhat of what they were before, and I'm like, holy shit, that's her. I'm like, oh, okay, cool, you know. Yeah, then they had, like, certain other people in there, too. But, you know, Michael Anthony Hall. Oh, Michael. Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall. Sorry. Yeah, I was surprised that he was in it. But it was good. It was a very You know, especially when they surround Michael and they're like, oh, let's go and kill him. And bah, 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 bah. I'm like, it's like gang mugging. and then he just gets up and starts killing everybody, takes off the limbs, and, you know, yeah. Like, oh, shit. But the next one's supposed to be coming out this October, actually.
Okay.
I believe it's the, Halloween...
Ends.
Yeah, Halloween ends. Yeah, you're like... You're like, we call it a married person here, you know, Danny boy. We call it, you're finishing every sentence I do.
Yeah, I thought it was I liked the movie. It had some stuff like you wouldn't expect to see, I guess. Like, towards the beginning, there was that kind of ridiculous fight between Michael and the firefighters, and it's kind of goofy over the top stuff like that. But if I had one complaint about the movie, it was when they're all chasing after that the other dude that's not Michael, like the escaped inmate guy or whatever.
Yeah. It's like that one.
Michael's been haunting your city for how long now, and you can't recognize Michael? You think he's like some hunched over old guy? It's like,
yeah. I believe you, man. We could wait. What is this? This one is a. Jim Lee Curtis, Kyle Richards, and... Well, anyway, so I think because the same girls are going to be... Well, two girls. I mean, you got Jim Lee Curtis and the supposed granddaughter of Jim Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
And there's, like, another girl that's going to be in Halloween Ends.
Is at the end of Halloween Kills, doesn't he kill the mom?
Yeah, because I don't see the mom in this picture that they have for... I don't know what they're doing. I think it's HBO Max. I think it's gonna be on. I don't know. I'm hoping it's gonna be HBO Max. That'd be fucking awesome,
right?
But I love the graphics that they have for this Halloween Ends. You gotta look up what the fuck was it? Where did I find it? IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just look on it. I'm looking at the pictures and yeah, it's some crazy graphics going on. Like the whole graphics of the whole. Wait, let's get that Halloween for the list here. You know, we should try doing a watch party.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, so, like some kind of Halloween or something.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Is it really going to be the end?
You know. Your guess is as good as mine, because if there's a Halloween, there's always going to be a Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like a one-trick pony. You know? Yeah. Like he just comes. You don't see him come out like during, you know, fucking, you know, Flag Day or you know, like, you know, St. Patrick's Day. You know? It's like, oh, I'm going to kill you on St. Patrick's Day. Oh, okay.
I mean, I think it might be the end as far as this version of them goes, until, like, you know, 10 years later when some other studio decides to reboot the series.
I really want to see a Friday the 13th come back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it might be a reboot. It might be a remake. I don't know. I mean, I hate reboots. I hate remakes. it's just... Why, you know, just making original, because like Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends, that's all original.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's original stuff.
Yeah,
it's not like, oh, we're gonna take something from this movie and this movie. No, but then you got the person that is a star of it, and she's making it too, so she's not doing no reboot shit, you know, which is
right.
I like the fact that they're doing something original, you know, but where. If they were going to do a Friday the 13th, they would try to do something like a reboot of it, and then, which they've done before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy, but excuse me. You know, but then I would love to see like a Halloween thing where he's like in some other area. You know, I mean, he went to Manhattan. He's been in fucking space. I don't know. Does it seem like every fucking horror movie goes in space?
Yeah.
I think Amityville Horror, I think, is in space now, too.
You know, I think the next step for Jason would be is that he somehow stumbles into a time machine and goes back in time or something to the Wild West.
Wow. I didn't even think of that. That is crazy. Now, the West, imagine that. You know, it's like, hey, bud, what are we going to do? Hey, watch out for that guy in the shape. What?
I think there's potential there.
The Libyans. No, it's okay. I just thought about Back to the Future. No, imagine him going into the, he gets sucked in the time warp and he goes to the future. Imagine that would be fucking crazy.
I mean, he kind of did with going into space because that was in the future, I think.
Yeah, but it was more like a Hellraiser. You know, have you seen Hellraiser?
I've only watched the first Hellraiser movie.
Oh. When you watch, we call it like the, I think there's five, I think. But there's one they have Lance Henriksen in it. I forgot what the name of the title. There was like Hellraiser, but it was like Hellraiser something. Bloodline, maybe, or something like that. And no, actually, that's the one I'm thinking about now. That's the one that's in space. There's a guy that's related to a certain person that Pinhead came across, maybe from the first one. And it's like a great, great, great grandson or whatever. And then he built some kind of like, you know, like the cube.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he built something in space and he lured Pinhead and the Cenobites up there, and then he activated like this thing and he goes, oh, what are you doing? He goes, well, figuring that we can't bring the box to you, you know, we'll put you in the box, you know. And then he made the ship into a box, a big size, you know, box of you know, for him. And then he goes, no, almost like Darth Vader. No, you know. And but that's where it come, what, you know, it's somewhat is like that. And then you know, then they have like I said, the one with Lance Henriksen, mm-hmm. who did Pumpkinhead, who did you know, other different horror movies, and he's a very good villain too. So that's another person I gotta write down. I gotta see if I can get him on the show and just bounce stuff off of.
Maybe we could get a Jason meets Hellraiser movies.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to see if I can, if they can do, like they did a Freddy versus Jason.
Mm.
And if they can do like a Michael, I'm not yawning because of the podcast, folks. I'm yawning because it's somewhat getting late, but anyway. Michael Myers versus, not Hellraiser, Leatherface.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
That'd be very interesting. Yeah, you know, I mean, Michael Myers doesn't seem like he runs, you know, and he gets to everywhere kind of quick, you know. But you know, Jason, he gets to places fucking like, you know, he'll be down below and goes, and then he's like up on a building somewhere. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck did you get? Then
you turn around and he's there.
Yeah, he's like right there. And I'm like, that's fast. I'm like, unless he's time zoning or something, I don't know. But then you have, now Hellraiser, I would like to see like Pinhead go against either Predator or Aliens or both. You know, so that would be cool. You know, Alien versus Predator. Aliens, Predator versus Pinhead or Hellraiser, like the Cenobites. And then you got the obvious, you know, you got the obvious, we call it Leprechaun versus Chucky. You know, which that one I wouldn't mind seeing, actually.
I'd pay for that.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't pay for that. No, I mean, don't go that far. I mean, I don't think I would pay for that one. I think I'd wait for it to get on the TV. You know, if it comes on the TV, then it's all good. Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. What do you call it? You know, Leprechaun versus... Oh wow, you know, look at it. It's like a tag team. We're gonna have, oh no, I'm thinking something different. We call it, no, because like the last podcast, you know, me and this guy Stu, we were talking about how you ever follow the comic book movies?
Somewhat, yeah.
So you know, like X-Men, right? And X-Men has they had Apocalypse, which is like a villain. And he's like mechanical and everything else. But when you look at him in the movies, he actually almost looks like the, there's a villain on the Power Rangers movie. The Ooze, something Ooze. I forgot what it was. wait, hold on. I got the notes here. What the fuck?
X-Men, I only saw the first movie.
Ivan Ooze. Yeah, Ivan Ooze. Well, that was like the first movie, I think it was.
Was it?
I believe it was. It was like the first one. But then, you know, you can have like those two go against each other, you know. But then now you got Godzilla. Oh, no, man, we got a tag team. Godzilla versus King Kong and Leprechaun versus Chucky.
No, they're actually doing a comic book series right now, Godzilla versus Power Rangers.
Oh, I seen something about that. Yeah, we could. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm intrigued. I'm probably going to wait for all the issues to come out. Then I'll buy the one at the end when they combine them all into one book.
I was thinking, like, if they were going to do, like, Godzilla teams with Power Rangers.
I'm sure that's what it'll end up being. They'll, like, team up the...
Because you got the Power Rangers, they can get in their Zords, they're going against another monster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you have, they probably have a no monster that comes out, they need help with that, and there's Godzilla fucking helping them out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I see it going kind of the same way as Godzilla versus Kong, where maybe they fight at first, but then they kind of team up to take down a greater enemy.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, yeah, I can see that happening, yeah.
That'd be my guess anyway.
See what happens. You know, I mean, I'm not saying Hollywood is, they'll think of something good.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they'll think of something that's already been fucking done. And that actually was funny. I was watching, was it yesterday? I was watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
That one is actually pretty fucking good. If you can get cartoons and actors working together, that is just phenomenal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also Dick Tracy with Warren Beatty, Madonna, Al Pacino. There's like a fistful of celebrities that's in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
That you would not even think, but the makeup and all that is just like, wow.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, but Roger Rabbit's a good movie.
Yeah. So, tell everybody where they can find you at. We're going on like an hour and a half now. So.
Oh, that far already?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it usually goes like 2 hours and all that. You know, surprisingly, I tried to like, you know, minimize it a little bit, but you know, we got an hour and a half, which is great. You know, we got a lot of stuff down, and we got a honorable mention for Mr. Tim McCarthy. Let me just write this down. Honorable mention. Okay.
Yes. So on Twitter, you can find me at A Happy Moment Pod. And then the website is ahappymoment.buzzsprout.com.
Oh my God. My apologies about yawning. I'm sorry. Yeah, and you just started, like, what, a couple, like, you got 11 episodes, you said.
Yeah.
So what, you've been doing it for, what, maybe a couple months now? Or? A
couple months, yeah. And, like,
And someone that does like a podcast for a couple months, and then you got like a website already.
I mean, you know, it's just a website where people go to see all the episodes.
And like, it's like for the platform where you do your episodes on.
Yeah. On Buzzsprout, they give you the free website to.
Yeah.
Put your episodes
on. Same thing on Anchor and all that. I just haven't really finished it and all that. I just go to the Linktree. And oh, folks, go to Linktree, linktr.ee/TattooSquidPodcast. That's TattooSquid podcast. And you got everything from YouTube, TikTok, pretty much any platform. I don't want to get into the whole thing because you all know already. There is a merch site. The merch site has everything from shirts to sweatshirts, coffee mugs, latte mugs, backpacks, skateboards, bath mats, and hold on to your flannel shirt there, Danny. We call it there is shower curtains.
No.
Oh yes, yes, yes. Yeah, there's shower curtains there, buddy. there's shower curtains where it has like either my face, where it's like a cartoon going like, there's like ones where it's. I think they have one where it's this or hold on, wait, I can show you here for a minute. Anybody that's listening to this, you're not gonna be able to see it because it's not like. Those chefs like with smell-o-vision. This one is here we go. Let me show you. So you can do. You got like a bath mat that looks like that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you got a shower curtain that looks like that. Shower curtain that looks like that. And this face. So.
It's awesome.
It'd be kind of weird. People, aren't you just glad it's not a face like that? Or that face. Or actually, I'm surprised about this face too. I should put one on this. That face. So, go follow Happy Moment Podcast, which is part of the Godzilla movie. And Dan from Michigan, and we forgot to ask about like what's good in Michigan. Actually, real fast, what's good in Michigan?
What's good in Michigan?
Yeah.
The outdoors is good here.
The what?
The outdoors.
Oh, there you go.
If you're an outdoors person, then Michigan's a place to be. We got Mackinac Island and.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a nice state if you're into outdoor activities.
There you go. Oh, I just looked this on. Okay. Well, anyway. go follow Happy Moment Podcast. Get like, he's got 11 episodes. It's going to be more, and he's got a lot more guests coming on, possibly myself. Follow where I'm at, And that's about it. So right now I'm going to talk to Dan a little bit, see how he liked the episode, and where am I with the I'll just go up here. Alright folks, take it easy and have a good night. It's Friday. Happy Friday.
First of all, you phony little faker, why don't you pussyfoot injury?
No.
It's all right.
No.
I'm not going anywhere.
And go back and find your smile, but whatever you do, stay out of this match.
Oh, son of a bitch!